Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, we take a few minutes to remember the prolific presidential speechwriter, Massachusetts native Richard Goodwin. Goodwin died Sunday in the Concord home he shared with his wife, historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. He was 86. Dick Goodwin wrote some of the most memorable political speeches in modern times, including this anti-apartheid speech delivered in 1966 by Senator Bobby Kennedy in South Africa. It was called Kennedy's Ripple of Hope speech.
Each time a man stands up for an ideal or acts to improve the lot of others or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope. And crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance.
Joining us now to help remember Richard Goodwin is Paul Kirk, former Massachusetts U.S. Senator, former chair of the Democratic National Committee, and longtime aide and confidant to the Kennedy family. Paul Kirk, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR.
You're quite welcome, Bob. Good morning.
Years before he wrote for Bobby Kennedy, Dick Goodwin, of course, joined John Kennedy's speechwriting team. Goodwin was only around 30 years old at the time. What did John Kennedy see in him, do you think?
Well, I think the same things that carried Dick through his life. One is he had an enormous passion for public policy, particularly passion for social justice and for peace. Combining that with Dick's intellectual gravitas and intellectual curiosity and his analysis and understanding of what might be complex issues, and to be able to put it in a very straightforward, perhaps eloquent, written statement. And that was his gift. People hear it almost like music, but it was always about serious foreign policy or other kinds of policy questions.
What do you think it was that drew Dick Goodwin to policy and politics?
Well, I suppose he was younger than some of the other folks in the White House. But I would say that, like so many of that generation and mine, the call to service and the challenge that John Kennedy put before the American citizenry, as no other president had done before or since, any kind of little germ of interest in public service was inflamed. And to be able to then enlist and be part of John Kennedy's White House and team at the time, obviously was a great honor for him and all the others who worked for President Kennedy.
Dick Goodwin wrote for John Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy, but also President Lyndon Johnson as well, including the famous 1965 Johnson speech, the We Shall Overcome speech. Johnson delivered it after violence erupted during the marches in Selma, Alabama. It's Johnson's famous address about the country's struggle to give equal rights to black citizens. It was said to have left the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in tears. Let's hear part of it.
The real hero of this struggle is the American Negro. His actions and protests, his courage to risk safety, and even to risk his life, have awakened the conscience of this nation. Really, it's all of us who must overcome the crippling legacy of bigotry and injustice. And we shall overcome.
How do you think Dick Goodwin's work helped shape the country and our policy at the time?
I think it had an enormous impact in the fact that if you understand that the power of words and the ability to communicate a feeling, which for Dick was a natural empathy, and when there was an injustice, Dick Goodwin wanted to see it corrected. It was not only Dick Goodwin's pen, I think it was Dick Goodwin's heart as well that made a speech like that so important to President Johnson and eventually to the country and started to move things in the direction that Dick felt so strongly about.
So, Paul Kirk, how will you remember Dick Goodwin, and how should we all remember Dick Goodwin?
Well, I think I remember him as an important key player and one of the most important chapters in our political history, where politics and public service was respected and aspired to, and there was a certain, even John Kennedy said there was a certain nobility about it when it's practiced with principle and the way it should be. He'll be in the Hall of Fame in terms of his public citizenry, his selflessness, his ability to contribute to the public dialogue in a positive, constructive, uplifting way, and making a difference in the course of history. So he deserves the great final salute, and he'll be remembered for it. And we all empathize, obviously, with Doris and the family, and we'll be praying for Dick in the future.
Paul Kirk, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
You're quite welcome, Bob. Thank you.